Are Christmas trees actually just regular trees? Can I sleep without a nightlight, or will the demons come and get me? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, oh.
We are back on a Tuesday, the most paranormal day of the week.
That's right.
I did want to just throw that one in there, you know. Can I actually sleep without a nightlight?
I wish I could answer it, but I'm not there myself. So we would like to outsource that question to the Paranormal Nation. If any one of y'all has the brass balls on you.
To turn that bad boy off. Me and Kit actually sleep at sunrise just so it is always light when our eyes are shut.
That you're so scared of the dark. You
my nightlight is the sun.
During the day.
if you haven't listened to this podcast before, basically every week we investigate a brand new paranormal case, tale, story, beast, creature, and at the end of the episode, we will come to the conclusion as professional paranormal investigators as to whether or not it is truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's a no, and we just have to face those facts. Sometimes it's a yes, and we got to face those facts too.
It's true.
Because those are the game changers.
It's true.
And speaking of game changers.
Go on.
I got a doozy for us this week, Kit.
Really?
Because a lot of the times, you know, we look at cases in the past. We look at passed down legends of paranormal beasts.
Yeah, listen, I was born in 91. I don't give a fuck about what happened before September 4th, 1991, because it's irrelevant.
Exactly.
It's irrelevant.
I don't give a shit. Oh, do you know who Queen Elizabeth was? She's the chick on my money.
Uh-oh.
That's all I know.
Don't care. Ask me about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. She's the chick who should be on my money. I want her on the dollar.
So ignorant. So impossible.
And Kesha on my coins.
Oh my God, Kesha.
We're going to investigate a very recent paranormal case.
Brilliant.
One that actually blew up and went viral within the last month.
Really? Okay, okay.
Let's just get stuck in here.
Please do.
Okay? So things started. They all started when a dude named Ty on Twitter started posting about receiving unusual voicemails on his phone.
Okay.
That's not weird because, I don't know about you, I genuinely hate talking on the phone to anyone.
Yeah, voicemails especially, that's like when sometimes my parents will be like, oh, I was trying to call you, I left you a voicemail, and I'm like, listen, I don't give a f*** about, no, but I'm like, no one listens to voicemails anymore. Is that just me? No one listens to voicemails. Come on. It's like, text me. If you like need to leave a message with me,
right.
Leave me one that I can read.
I almost agree with you, but you should listen to your voicemails.
Nah, dude.
I'd love it if we were just like, all right, so you know what? Just for a laugh, let's go through some of the voicemails you have. And it's like, all right, I got this one like a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Kit. It's your parents here. We wanted to phone you because Aunt Jill is actually, she's been taking a
delete.
You got another one here from 3 weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
Okay, let's just check this one out.
Yeah, let's see if it's important. Bet it's not.
Hey, Kit, it's your dad here. Just telling you, things have actually gotten pretty serious with Aunt Jill. We're getting a
nothing
couple
you can't tell me over text.
One here.
Okay.
1 week ago.
Another one.
Yeah, let's just check this one out for a second.
Yeah.
All right.
Aunt Jill's dead, Kit. She's dead. You weren't here. She actually called out for you personally on her deathbed. The arrangements for the funeral are going to be held in a couple days' time.
Anyway. Shoot! Oh, I'm sorry, Papa. I'm allergic to bullshit.
Did you think he could hear you? You knew that was a voicemail.
He's standing right in front of you. This isn't even a voicemail anymore. He's in the room. I've got sunglasses on, so dark I can't see shit.
I'm allergic to bullshit. It's so mean. Well, he's getting weird voicemails on the phone. He's getting them from unknown numbers as well, which is a big no-no in my book.
Right, yes.
Because that's strange. You know, an unknown number is usually a telesalesman, some weird person from another country that's trying to sell you or steal your identity or something. But you know what? What have you got to lose? He decides to listen to these voicemails. When he hits play, this voicemail begins reading out a message written with the phonetic alphabet. You know, much like the military would.
Okay, okay.
You know, like Alpha, like Bravo, Charlie, okay. Etc. Now, Ty obviously thinks it's some sort of prank. So he tweets out, quote, "I really need y'all to listen to this voicemail I just got. I'm deactivating my cell phone service. Like, he's obviously taking it in jest. He's got a weird message. He's tweeting out, like, LOL, LMAFO.
Okay.
You know, listen whatever to this crazy message. Exactly, okay, whatever the kids are saying.
Have you got the recording?
I think I do have the recording.
That would be amazing.
Where did I did find this. Hold on. All right, let's see.
Do you know your name in the phonetic alphabet?
Mine's going to be something really bad. I mean, you could literally look it up while I look this up. Because it isn't going to take me off.
Because I'm out of data.
All right, I don't want to freak people out, but already there's some Men in Black shit going on this bad boy.
Yeah?
I had the link to this voicemail. I'm trying to click it now. I'm going open this link in a new tab on Safari. Sorry, Twitter's taking too long to load.
Yeah, it's not working for me.
Hold on, I can find it. I can find it. I know how to find it. I actually, you know what? I know how to find it because someone, I found this story by someone posting it in the This Paranormal Life Secret Society.
Really?
They posted the link. So thank you to the numerous people in that page that recommended this as a story. I'm going to go to your post right now and find the video because someone recorded it from Twitter.
Oh, really?
Because I want to spoil the ending. Maybe these posts don't exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Holy shit. Literally, the Facebook account that posted this story has removed it as well.
What?
Yeah. Attachment unavailable. I can't even
Shut up. That's crazy.
How is this? What? Well, look, I've got it all written out, okay? So we'll do the story. Oh, okay. I'll see if I can add in the stuff either. Anyway, he also tweeted, I don't know why I was just sent military code. The f*** do I look like? Liam Neeson? You know, he's making light of the whole situation. He's a kid. He's taking
Liam
it.
Neeson.
It was a bit of a weird, one.
That's a weird reference.
But then Ty thinks, all right, what the hell? I'm going to translate this thing. It's not a long message. It's the phonetic alphabet. So, you know, you could do that pretty easily.
Simple enough.
Yeah. It's not elvish. So he starts translating the voicemail. And all of a sudden, things become a lot creepier. The message says, danger, SOS, it is dire for you to evacuate. Be cautious, they are not human. SOS, danger, SOS. And then lists out a string of numbers.
Okay.
That's a weird thing to get as a voicemail. From anyone.
It's not from dad, not from mum.
Right.
Not from O2.
Right. SOS. Voicemail. Your phone tariff is running dangerously low on data.
They are not human. Your data usage is out of this world. Yeah, that's definitely not good. This is very confusing. So is the insinuation here that he's receiving this by accident?
Yeah, that he's not supposed to be getting it.
They dialed, you know, like a one digit different and it went to this guy?
Yeah, I think that's at least at the minute what he thinks is happening.
Okay.
So Ty tweets out the message and the numbers, and someone points out, dude, those are coordinates.
Mm.
So he puts them in the coordinates into a converter, and it pops up a location somewhere off the coast of Indonesia.
Okay.
That doesn't really help. That's
no, not
for
really.
All intents and purposes.
It's off the coast, too, so it's in the water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was like the middle of the desert where Area 51 is located.
Right,
that
if it was
would
the
have been
Nevada
dope.
Desert,
yeah. That would have been great. But it's not. It's just in the middle of the water.
Okay.
So a little time passes, and people on Twitter are really enjoying this conspiracy thread, like chiming in with their own theories, retweeting, faving. You know, it's exploding. It's spreading and spreading and spreading. And then Ty gets a strange DM from a user on Twitter called @BDBXTJMSA.
Okay.
Gobbledygook, essentially,
fine.
For all I know. The message is in a strange language, and Ty can't read it, obviously, but he thinks the coordinates were in Indonesia. What if I try translating this from Indonesian? Or Malian, is it? Like another language around there,
I
think.
No idea. Okay.
So he translates the message, and it reads out, end the post you just shared about the recording on your phone.
But that could be a troll.
It could literally be anyone.
Yeah, it could be. It's definitely not good. Like you don't want that to be the last thing you read before you go to sleep that night.
Right.
I'm just gonna check my mentions.
Yeah.
Like what?
You're gonna die. It'd be funny if he sent that, but in the phonetic alphabet. So you're working it out, and it's like, I'm going to kill. You know what? This isn't gonna be good. I'm just gonna stop.
What is it written here? Sierra Tango. Foxtrot, uniform. Okay, I get it.
He gives up halfway. You know what? F- it. I'm gonna kill you, you son of a bitch. Military officer. You little whistleblower, son of a bitch. You're gonna die.
Totally blows his cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, just a quick question.
Yes.
Is that legitimately how anyone communicates? Do you, like, presumably they don't say entire sentences in this, you know, phonetic alphabet.
Well, obviously, that's not a very cryptic way to mask a message like that.
No, it's not all cryptic.
It'd be the equivalent of sending a message, a military message in Pig Latin.
Pig Latin, yeah.
Like, literally anyone can work it out.
It would take less than half a second.
Yeah, exactly. So that's already a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's not done in the phonetic alphabet to be cryptic, but done in the phonetic alphabet to be clear, which a lot of people do over, you know, radio because there's so much, like, static.
But that's what I'm wondering. Like, do they actually do entire sentences, though? Like, I understand they do words.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a lot of excuses already for it to be a hoax.
Yep.
Well, Ty goes on to tweet.
Okay.
I should also probably include that this happened a few days ago before I got the voicemail. Ty links back to a tweet he posted a few days back. And I mean, you could see that tweet when it was available. It was from a couple days earlier than he had posted originally. Hmm. It was at the time he said he had posted it. Mm. The tweet said, quote, "Okay, I'm sitting in my car right in front of my house, and this guy started taking pictures of my house with flash. Then he walked away. Literally, what the f***? It's 3 a.m. I'm going to die tonight."
With flash.
With flash. He's not even trying to be discreet. He's got one of those old, like,
with
old timey.
Yeah.
Ty, you want to hop in the next one?
He just immediately announces his presence. Why, hello, Ty. I'm here from the FBI. Just don't take note of what I'm doing over here, see?
I checked the tweet. Uh-huh. It was sent at 3:29 a.m. Everything checked out. It was totally legit. So from what I can tell, he was telling the truth about this.
Okay.
I mean, at least at the time he said it happened and the date he said it happened. So things are getting intense. After all of this, after the weird DMs, the people showing up to his house, users on Twitter started looking back at the messages that Ty had received so far, seeing if there was something that they were missing. And maybe they had missed something. One user on Twitter, who had listened to the voicemail, the original voicemail, over and over and over again, had made an interesting discovery. While the message did say, and start with, "Danger, SOS, it is dire for you to," etc., etc.
Yeah.
The message started, phonetically, with an S, and then went on to say, "Danger, SOS." The Twitter user, who I think his name is Justin Fox, theorized that this S was not the beginning of the message, but rather the end of an SOS. So the message that Ty has been sent is like an emergency broadcast loop.
Yeah, okay, okay,
so
okay.
So he got the voicemail that was coming in at one point during the sentence. So that starting S is the end of a loop, and then he gets the whole message.
Very interesting.
It's cool, huh? So already we're kind of getting more ideas of what this possibly could be.
Yeah.
I mean, that is weirder though, because now this isn't like something that was dialed. This is something that's being broadcast.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And is it going to more than one person?
Exactly. I mean there were, because this is a huge thing, there were other people claiming that they were getting the voicemail.
Or
weird calls from numbers. I don't know if that was people just trying to join in.
Yeah.
Or actual fact. I sure as hell didn't get any. And I think I should be priority number goddamn one.
Yeah, I'm imagining like the comments underneath that guy's tweet, and it's like, "Hey, I got the calls too. Anyway, check out my mixtape, SoundCloud link down below."
Yeah. It's so
and
true.
If you want to chuck me a couple bucks on Venmo, here is my personal link.
Yeah. But again, people start freaking out.
Naturally.
There's a number of reasons. Like, now people are starting to form their own theories about what this is. The coordinate that he was sent is close to where the missing Malaysian flight went down.
Ooh, I never thought about that.
People think the message could be from the black box aboard the plane. That doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense.
just to be clear, I mean, the black box isn't a telephone, for one.
Like, if your plane is going down, you don't send a message in the phonetic alphabet for help.
Just some in random list of numbers.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, like, the phonetic is in, like, you know, it's like, could it be under the sea? They listen to the recording, it's like, okay, this is a bit on the nose.
That is just one theory. It's a pretty popular one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but the Twitter user Justin Fox also noted that during the time the voicemail was received, there was set to be a solar storm in the UK.
Huh.
People thought that might have something to do with it. The solar storm was amplifying the electromagnetic force of the black box at the bottom of the ocean.
It could be.
And they'll do anything. They're looking for anything to link these two together.
It's true.
So while everyone is going crazy trying to crack the mystery, Ty is getting more and more strange DMs on Twitter.
Really?
I guess there's like a sea of agents now freaking out.
Yeah.
Trying to shut him down. At this point, I guess he's getting tired of it and he can't be bothered translating them because they're all cryptic. They're all these insane messages. So he just starts screenshotting them and posting them online. Just being like, look, someone work this out. I don't want to do this anymore.
What a dick. Listen, I work at a Wendy's. I don't have time for this shit.
I barely make minimum wage. Like, I can't be the heart of a government conspiracy.
It's like funny, the idea of maybe even like in one of these stories about like extraterrestrial contact, it's like, take us to your, don't even try it. I am moving house this weekend.
Yeah. Do you know how fucking stressed I am?
Working 60 hours. The aliens are like, oh my God, let's just leave.
Like, if an alien crashed in my garden and he was like, I must stay with you until my people came back. And I was like, bro, like, I got a podcast this week. I'm working like late nights in the studio. My room ain't even that big. There's nowhere for you to stay, man. Like, you got to just get out of here. Like, I would be so, I'm already so invested in my life.
Imagine
as is.
An alien like crashing on your sofa.
Please, I will be such little bother. You won't even know I'm here.
And he turns out to be like a standard, really annoying, unemployed stoner, like like house crasher. He just like all he
smoking
just
smoking space weed.
It's like twice as smelly as usual weed. Like, he's just leaving like pot noodle packets all over the house. You're like, dude, like you step your foot into one first thing in the morning, getting out of bed. Like, bro,
yeah,
you can't be leaving this stuff around. He's like,
that was Craig. There's ectoplasm all over it. I know it wasn't Craig.
He's playing PUBG on your TV. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to sleep.
I've almost got a chicken dinner. Seriously, dude, you have to go.
You're not my mother. You came here in a super advanced spaceship. And I'm starting to think you have nothing to do with it. Like, you're so dumb.
When you landed, you said something about the secret to immortality. Like, are we going to get to that at some point?
Yeah, totally. I'm working on it, bro. Just a couple more days.
By the way, can you pick me up some more snacks on the way home? Can't imagine being such a shit, your parents banish you from the planet you're born on.
Can you pick me up a six pack of Bud Light?
Is this for the immortality thing?
Yes.
He's just canes like 12 Bud Lights.
I'm going to live forever.
I want to meet this guy.
All right. So one of the messages Ty gets is this strange string of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Mad. So someone starts working on translating the numbers into letters and then forming out the message.
What?
You know, like, so it would be like, for example, the first line is 20.8.5.25.
Okay.
So you can work that out in terms of
what
the
number of
order they come
alphabet.
In the alphabet.
Okay.
Again, a very easily deciphered
very
code.
Easy.
So someone works it out and sent the final message back to Ty.
Okay.
The message reads,
go on.
They are taking over 4.18.18.
What, more numbers? I thought they translated the numbers.
Those are the only ones that didn't make sense.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, what people are reading into it is they are taking over April 18th, 2018.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Okay, cool.
So people are thinking that's
it wasn't
the
like they are taking over LOL.
No, it was like a secret message. LMAFO. Another one of the DMs sent to Ty was from a user named at Heej370.
Okay.
The user has this strange, like, his freaking account was mad. It had so much weird, like, cryptic stuff posted on it.
I mean, he's on the line because everyone knows if you have more than three numbers in your name, you're a bot.
Exactly.
But three is a line.
Heej is normal. That's fine. Heej could be anyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he has this strange, like, scrambled audio video noise on his channel that he's posted out. And one user named Gabriela Anastasia posted it online saying, can anyone actually decipher what's going on in this thing?
Yeah.
I have another hyperlink here.
That's
Jesus, if this one is down as well, because these are all different people and different sources, I'm going to be genuinely quite suspicious
about
this.
At this point, our podcast might be done. Like, this is the way things are going.
Is this going out? All right. It's a Twitter. It's another Twitter link.
All right.
But totally different person,
fingers
totally different
crossed,
account.
Fingers crossed.
This better work. So the message was all gerbly and scrambled and stuff, but then it's been reversed now into another message. I'm going to play a
classic, right. Reversal.
Descrambled. Again, a very simple thing to do.
A military code used by such high-level government agents as Led Zeppelin and Tenacious D.
Let's check that out right now. Okay, here. And that's it.
What?
That
was like a negative or otherwise.
What did you think about the evidence?
So it started off as like generic unintelligible intercom stuff.
Right.
And then it descended into a super cut of people saying Malaysian flight 370.
Yeah, I love like when whoever was making this was like, you know, doing some kind of air traffic control-y sound effects,
yeah.
Very discreet. And then halfway through, he's like,
it's
like,
not
is this,
obvious
is
enough.
Is this too obvious? So then it's like, after like 30 seconds, just music starts playing
just,
and it's just like some dude going, tense Malaysian flight 370.
So remind me, where did this one turn up? Where did this recording turn up?
This is one of the accounts that's been doing weird DMs to Ty.
Okay, okay. I wonder, like, is that disconnected to Ty's original contact? Do you think that this is like, you know, he's talking about this, he has invited some weird corner of the internet that's like probably freaking out over Malaysian flight conspiracies.
Yeah, that's very true.
And he's invited them to just send him shit all the time. I mean,
because the only thing, if there's any grain of truth to any of this,
right,
all we have to go on is the original voicemail that was sent to Ty.
Uh-huh.
Because the DM that followed it, that could be from anyone on the internet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
These DMs could be from anyone on the internet.
Yeah.
Just getting excited and wanting to fuel this conspiracy theory. So, I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Why would a Twitter account tweet missing like logs about the flight that doesn't say anything except the name of the flight over and over again?
So weird.
It's so stupid. All these nonstop messages and theories, I guess, became too much for Ty. And on the 17th of March, he deactivated his Twitter account.
Really?
Yeah, entirely. Which is quite interesting because, you know, we've talked about these, you know, Twitter paranormal events in the past before.
Yes.
With Dear David and
yes.
The dude Adam Ellis.
Yes.
Adam Ellis now has almost 1 million followers
really?
On Twitter. And I think is literally making a Dear
like
David
a
book.
Book deal.
Yeah.
Like there was talk of a movie deal.
Like you can see why...
That was
that
a very
happened.
Lucrative Twitter thread,
absolutely.
To say the least.
Whereas Ty, he's gone. He's deleted yeah. everything. I can barely get a hold on anything.
And you know, we love to talk about motives in this podcast. It's one of the few things that we can point to. You know, why are people coming forward with this evidence? What do
yeah.
they have to gain?
Yeah.
Ty, not a whole lot.
Nothing.
I mean, he probably did get some followers. I don't know.
But then he's gone.
But he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, even when it was ongoing, he was like, I'm getting the f*** out of here. Like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, maybe.
It's
maybe.
Weird, isn't it?
It's possible. I mean, the thing is, there's so many layers to this. So, with Adam Ellis, that was his direct personal experience with the paranormal, supposedly.
Right. Bullshit.
Whereas with this, there's multiple layers to this, and this could be... No one was hoaxing Adam Ellis.
No.
If anyone's getting hoaxed, Adam Ellis is hoaxing the world.
Yeah.
Whereas someone could be hoaxing Ty.
Yeah.
That's the difficult bit.
Absolutely. Because he could be the dupey. No, the duper. Wait.
The dupey.
The dupey.
Even if his motives are legit, we just don't know the authenticity of this original recording.
Yeah. It is true. I think it's as you said, if after a week of this, Ty had gone, this is a good chance to announce my book deal, mm-hmm. Mysterious Messages, you know, that would be very suspicious.
But I think I'm feeling a little confused. I'm sure some of the listeners are at home. What are people on Twitter thinking that this is to do with? So are they assuming that initial message was from Malaysian Flight 370?
Bro, no one has a goddamn clue.
Because where does, like, the they are taking over thing come from? Like, are people insinuating this is, like, a UFO takeover? That's where the flight
went? Right, right. Well, I like...
There's a lot...
This seems like a good time to move on to why this isn't real. A little podcast... Little section of the podcast.
A new section we're introducing to clear things up.
I like the idea of us having a podcast, which is the paranormal one, and then for $5 extra on Patreon, we'll do the follow-up that explains why it's all bullshit.
Yeah, the behind the scenes.
Look, all right, let's get into this, okay?
Okay, please.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Number one, an aircraft literally wouldn't say SOS. They say Mayday. You wouldn't say, bro, that's not the language that you
listen,
would use.
Listen, when a 7 foot gray is standing over you in your own damn cockpit, you'll say whatever the f you want to get out of that situation.
But phonetically, of course.
Yeah.
When you got an 8 foot gray pinging the assist light, asking for extra bags of nuts, you're running dry up there. You don't know what the he's gonna do if he doesn't get those salted cashews.
He's watching you, me, and Dupree on the in-flight entertainment.
You gave him the aisle with the escape door, but he's not ready to help in an emergency.
He didn't agree to shit. God knows he's got some hand baggage stowed underneath the chair in front. You're not allowed to do that.
Letting him on the board, it's like, now, sir, I hope you don't mind. You know, we've put you in the, you know, the fire aisle. So if there is an emergency, I need you to be able to, you know, acknowledge that you'll be able to assist these people to escape the emergency. And you just sit in there like, sweetheart, if there's an emergency on this plane, it's going to be me. Like the worst airplane passenger in the world. He's f-ing, as soon as he sits down, chair back as quick as he can.
I love that. Sunshine, I'm feeling problematic. I'm feeling some problems brewing. Slaps her in the ass. Why don't you go fix me a Bud Light?
You get the most sexist, horrible, like misogynistic alien in the world. I know I came from space, but at 33,000 feet, I get rowdy.
You know how they say whenever you see the big blue marble from up above the Earth's atmosphere, you feel a sense of peace and love of humanity wash over you? I'm an alien, so I don't feel any of that. They're like doing the in-flight safety thing, and he just like sitting right next to the air hostess just starts sparking up a cigar. So we haven't even taken off yet. You definitely can't do that.
They're like, we're going to read out the airplane safety. So if you could, please pay attention for the next 5 minutes. Earbuds in. But so animated. He's making it very clear that he's not listening.
Earbuds in. Headphones not connected to his phone. Phone on speaker.
What's the opposite to airplane mode? He's connected to a Bluetooth boombox. He's stored in the overhead.
That's it. That's
he's playing a YouTube video of plane crash compilations.
Playing a YouTube playlist of like ISIS propaganda.
It's like, how do you even know what these are? You're an alien. Are you so in tune with the conflicts of Earth? There's one. They don't use an SOS. They would say Mayday. You know, Mayday, Mayday, we're going down. Think about it. Why would you say SOS and then warn people to stay away and evacuate? You're literally asking someone to save you and then telling them to go away.
Yep.
That in itself is contradictory.
Fair. So who does say SOS? Is that like some, you're abandoned on a desert island?
Ships, right? Isn't that an SOS?
Boats? That sounds about right, yeah.
They would ping out SOS, save our souls. Yeah, I think that's... I don't know where Mayday comes from. As we established earlier, black boxes don't record information like this. That's not how they... That's not... Like, it's not a tape recorder that activates when a plane is going down.
No, that's right.
And if they did, there's no way a solar flare, whatever that even is, could translate that data and into a phone signal that's left on someone's voicemail.
I love how, like, that is peak bro science. That someone's like, listen, whenever I send you a text message, how do I know that's not going to every goddamn phone in this neighborhood? Like, what?
Yeah, it's such an old person way of thinking, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I never say shit over the phone. Because I don't know who's listening.
There's a lot of cons. Even, like, a lot of the messages, I think including this one at Hege370, like, Ty's deactivated his account. He's, like, shut down. He doesn't want a part of this.
Yeah.
These accounts still keep tweeting. And I think even some of them now have just openly are just garbage accounts by trolls and, meme lords. That's not to say there wasn't something interesting that was going on here at one point, but, It's such a complicated... There's too many people involved with it. I mean, I just read you out the main theories. This thing goes into deciphering like audio noise, QR codes, more coordinates. There's links to laboratories in China working on gene splicing to create chimeras. Like, there is every...
Chimeras?
There's every, like, mad theory has been tried to, like, push together to make some sense of this.
Right, so this is kind of like a... What do they call it? Like a Bechdel f***ing test? It's like an inkblot test.
Oh, Rorschach.
I'm thinking of, like, a Bechdel sauce. Rorschach.
What's it called? Blood. The f***ing chicken tikka masala test? Where you like season a piece of chicken and then...
It's like a goddamn ambrosia or some shit.
Yeah, like you get whatever...
Ink blot test where like, yeah, you're showing people something and they're projecting their own personal conspiracy theory onto it.
Absolutely. Drawing connections where there really aren't connections. They're overanalyzing, I think, the whole situation.
Very interesting.
I thought it would be a cool one to do because it's current. You know, it utilizes a lot of modern day technologies.
Right.
I think the current theory is either Ty genuinely doesn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And then people took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
Or this was an ARG, like augmented reality game, that people have kind of created.
Yeah.
Which, fair play, that would be a very creative thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you said they're taking over and then give a date, was it 18th of April or something? Like, I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, there's a new Godzilla movie coming out that day or something.
Like promo for the new Cloverfield or something. Yeah, that would have
exactly.
been it. But then, like, yeah, to pull in the missing Malaysian air flight, which is kind of insensitive.
Yeah, maybe that's when the Godzilla PR team were like, this is getting weird. Let's abandon this.
Like, there was even one, I didn't even want to mention it because it's so ludicrous.
Okay.
That talked about this all being linked to Stephen Hawking's death.
Oh my God, what?
And people were like, oh, Stephen Hawking did say something bad was going to happen in 2018. Did he? did he, though? Like, I don't think he did. Like, I think we would have listened if Stephen Hawking was like, they're coming 2018.
Also, the bad thing is that he died. If he did say that, that's probably the bad thing. It's the end of his human lifetime. Anyway, I love all this apocalyptic military stuff.
Yeah.
It really reminds me of Lost, the like repeating messages and the kind of evacuation bunker and all of that creepiness.
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like if this had happened, you know, Twitter's been started in like 2007 or so. If this happened like even like 2012 or something and they deleted the posts, you'd be like, that's really weird. Nowadays, in 2018, I feel like they just got assaulted in their mentions by bots. And they were like,
it got too bad.
Armies of conspiracy theory bots.
That's okay. So Ty deleted his account. Did he get overrun? Was he assassinated? We don't know. That's a question we'll never know.
Because we're not going to research.
I really do. It really did catch me off guard that three of the links that I had included in my document have now been removed.
That's how you know you're in the bleeding edge of paranormal shit.
That's some really sketchy stuff. Because two of them were tweets.
Yeah.
But one of them was literally a series of posts of screenshots that someone had made on just their personal Facebook account.
Right.
There wasn't like a meme page, a paranormal page, a company page or anything. That was just someone who did it. That's really strange that they took it down as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, like who knows how it works? Like, listen, let's go deep here.
Okay.
There is information in this world.
Right.
That they do not want you to have classified.
Of course.
What happens when you start talking about it? Like, that's a genuine question.
Yeah.
If you know something that is classified, like Hillary Clinton got in a lot of trouble because she was sending classified information. She was dealing with classified information on...
I'm glad we finally brought up the emails.
I'm glad we finally brought up Hillary...
Lizardy Clinton and the...
Crooked Hillary Clinton. But she got in trouble because she was dealing with classified information on a private email server. Is that it?
Yeah, I think
It was not secure anyway. Yeah. And that's like a federal offense, I guess. But if you say some shit that you're not supposed to know,
right?
That the public is not supposed to know, so confidential stuff. What happens? You know, you're getting at the very least, you're getting a slap in the back of the wrist. Hey. Listen, you know that was confidential.
Bad.
Like, there is a... I'm rambling here, but there is a...
I love it. Let's go. In worst case, you're getting a little slap on the wrist.
All right, there is a...
Max case, you're getting a little injection in the f***ing eye. Cyanide to the brain. Kills a man in negative a second.
So listen, on the one end of the spectrum, you get a slap on the wrist.
Right.
At CIA on Twitter DMs you and says, bro...
Frown
emoji. Yeah. Okay. On the other end of that spectrum, you get executed.
Right.
By a government
agent. And it's not going to be some, you know, some sort of dignified bag on the head against the wall. Boom. You're going to go to bed one night, set your alarms thinking this is going to be a good snooze, and you wake up and you're being...
you're in a pit of chimps. Okay. Hungry chimps.
You've been buried alive with a box of hungry chimps.
Yeah.
You're being you know how, like, in olden pirate days, they used to hang the pirates on the cliffside to do that?
Right.
They'll just do that to you outside of... What's the equivalent? Because that was to, like, scare off pirates from being pirates.
Right.
They would, like, hang you outside of Snowden's house to be like, this is what we do to whistleblowers, you know?
What I'm trying to say is, do you get a voicemail?
Yeah.
Do you get a voicemail saying, shut the f*** up.
Yeah.
Delete everything.
Maybe
that's what Ty got.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might have been a troll, but I bet someone told him to delete his account.
It probably did. Now, before we calm down on a yes or no, one of the strange voicemails that Ty received, because he got a number of them.
Yes, sir.
I have that number. Should we call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Live on the podcast?
Yeah, live in the pod.
Okay. All right, what's the game plan here? What if someone picks up? Should I just hang up?
Let me look up 042. But it's only 10 digits long. That doesn't even make any sense. Because a number's 11 digits long, right?
I don't know, man. No, I don't know how the Men in Black work. Okay. I reckon you could call the number one and they probably have that shit down.
All right, let's try it.
We'll call it. We'll just, you know, if someone picks up, okay, we'll just say we thought this was a member of the American government. You know, we'll try and find out a little information. We'll see what's going on here.
I'm scared, bro.
I'm a little scared, too.
We might get in a little too deep.
You know, you don't investigate the paranormal by hiding in the bushes. You investigate the paranormal in a freaking trench coat.
Asking a ghost for its phone number.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Who you gonna call? It's literally in the song.
You only heard the first line of the song? You always switch it off at that point. Who you gonna call? Yeah, the ghost. Yeah,
done. I can call the ghost. No, Busters. Who are they? Have you seen the movie?
You're gonna call Ghostmaster.
All right, let's do this.
The number you have called is not recognized.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a proper number. We need a code.
That was the code.
But
they're blocking my goddamn signal. That's what it is.
But if Ty is in America, then maybe you need an American code.
Okay, so +1042. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's give this a second try. See if we can breeze past their defense system. Oh,
mother. Actually, maybe with the when you put the one, you need to take away the zero. I forgot that's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Oh, this looks legit. Look at that. Now it's done little brackets on it and stuff.
And that's what we're talking about right there.
Okay, let's do this. Let's call this little Men in Black son of a bitch.
You call it and you just hear slow clapping.
Please check the number and dial again.
They're blocking us, man.
Shit it all.
Please check the number and dial again.
So, guys.
Son of a bitch.
If you know how a phone works, please email us at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. The credits just start rolling.
It's like, we got the number of an agent on the internet. We're going to phone him live. I'm using the calculator app. I'm just punching in the numbers. All right. I mean, that was really the evidence this case was hinging on. Unfortunately.
So unfortunately, we're going to have to speculate wildly with no evidence.
All right, now it's time for conclusions. What are your thoughts, kid?
I feel like you've tried to bamboozle me into saying yes. There is almost no evidence for this.
I'll be honest with you, I really thought that phone call was going to work out.
I don't think there's enough to go on here to say that this is definitively true. I don't really know what we would be saying yes to at this point. I feel like Ty might be a good guy.
Yeah.
And was in this for the right reasons. And he might have just got spooked by a prank call.
Yeah. I feel like it's the exact same thing. Maybe, you know, maybe he didn't know what was going on. Does that mean what happened to him is actually paranormal or a conspiracy? No. Does that mean that what followed those events are paranormal? Absolutely not. It seems like the internet getting carried away with a creepypasta, developing it into something that's just blown out of proportions. That's what it seems like to me.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that's going to be a double no from us this week. Now, I will say we are recording this on the 24th of March. And while this case is mostly dead, there is still the chance that from the time this is recorded to release, there could be more information coming out here that is, you know, is changing the game. Maybe I'll get a new phone number to freaking call.
So if there is any new information between now and you releasing this episode,
right?
We will just insert, we will insert the evidence that you found out between now and the release right now in 3, 2, 1. Okay, so we don't know whether there was anything or not. You guys at home will know whether there is actually any.
Yeah, I'm assuming in that short gap, what they just heard was like a panicked breathing, just shuffling
running,
of papers.
Running.
Like, so that wasn't actually the code for the Malaysian air flight. It was a location for a secret military base.
Sierra, Oscar, Sierra.
We got the area code wrong. It was a Great Britain number. And it was for the f***ing queen! It goes to the queen!
And the queen's a reptile!
If there was deafening silence, then equally, the case is wrapped up. So we've done our goddamn jobs. So that's it for this week on This Paranormal Life. If you want to keep up to date with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, @ThisParaLife. You can follow us on Facebook at This Paranormal Life, where we have our secret society. And I'll say again, the secret society is where this case actually came from.
Yeah.
You know, we got a community of people there posting about the episodes every week, posting about their own paranormal experiences.
Mad shit. Most days.
It's great, yeah. Or even this, people submitting cases for us to investigate. It's a great place to hang out, meet some paranormal pals, have a good time. So check it out. Tell everyone you know, but, you know, shut up.
It's not called Secret for nothing, all right?
If you want even more out of the show, if you're enjoying it that much, this is what the Patreon is for, guys. From as little as $2 a month. You can get research notes for every single episode. You know, maybe we... I mean, this is a great example. I wasn't able to include a lot of the stuff that I wanted to because the fucking MIBs took it down. But I can have a scour after this and collect the data and dump it all in a big log where you can find it on the research notes on the Patreon.
Show notes is just redacted, redacted, redacted.
That's actually quite funny. I might do that. It's all been blacked out. Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, $5 gets you a bonus episode. You get more content.
Bonus.
Then you can get the This Paranormal Life t-shirts, which are really cool. There's loads of stuff over there. You should go check it out if you're into the show. You want to support the show. We really appreciate it. And I think that about wraps it up. Until next time, this has been This Paranormal Life. Remember, kids, to live fast, investigate, die young. Praise Ra. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.